Thank you, Janet. Good morning and greetings, fellow alumni, with a special shout out to the class of 1986 celebrating the 20th anniversary of our graduation. I received a letter from Dr. Casey a month ago asking me if I would serve as spokesman for our class, the sole obligation being this brief address offering my observations on our class then and now. My initial reaction was, which one of my pledge brothers nominated me? I'm going to punch him right in the kidney. I admit to being ambivalent initially regarding this honor, as up until I received Brian's letter, my plans for this weekend consisted entirely of lots of laughter, bad golf with dear friends, and very little sleep. So while Dr. Casey was in New York City 3 weeks ago for a small alumni gathering there, we struck a deal. I told him that I would be happy to stand in front of you and share some of my thoughts about the experiences of the class of 86 during and since our time at DePauw, if he would simply rearrange DePauw's campus, including reversing the flow on Anderson Street so that all visitors to DePauw would go right past the front door of the Beta House. That's not how you remember it? And thus we have the DePauw campus master plan. So, each of the three anniversary class spokespersons up here represents a distinctly different time in post-college life. There are many metaphors and cliches that can be used to differentiate these periods of life. I'll try to use them judiciously. To the fifth reunion class, I say well done on a good start in post-DePauw life. You probably have your act together a great deal more than we did, as a truly global economy, turbocharged by the internet, has been like the air that you breathe since before you were in high school. The other side of that coin is that you'll need to have your act together. I've never seen a time in my life where there was greater uncertainty regarding our economic future. Best wishes in navigating that uncertainty. The good news, as Dr. Casey reminded alumni at that gathering in New York, is that you are armed with a very good education. To the 50th reunion class, congratulations. You've won the race. Hopefully, whatever challenges you face today are ones of your choosing. Past mistakes are just that, in the past. You have the accumulated wisdom to let them remain there. Whether it's time with grandchildren, or travel with friends, or transitioning your life's work to the next generation, you're no doubt enjoying the rewards of a life well lived. For those of us who hope to be in your shoes in 25 years, we trust that there is tremendous peace of mind in these things. If there isn't, please keep that to yourself. So where are we, the 25th reunion class? Statistically, literally, and figuratively, we are right smack in the middle of things. If career and family are two of the major priorities of your life, then you have to be up to your eyeballs in one or the other, if not both. But even within the commonalities of our lives, there is naturally a large standard deviation. While some in our class have children attending college, including DePauw, others have children in kindergarten. And if you're our classmate Mark Wilder, you have both. His smile is as big as ever, but I believe he's grayed more than anybody else in the last 5 years. The same wide range exists for us professionally. A select few may be with the same organization they joined 25 years ago. To those classmates, congratulations on getting it right the first time around. Most of us, however, have been with multiple organizations in multiple industries, perhaps with a graduate school pit stop to help fine-tune our goals. I am on job number 6 and industry number 3. I'd like to say I'm done, but I tend to doubt it. One challenge of being in our late 40s is coming to the realization that we are not immune to the laws of nature and that we are, in fact, aging. Though we might feel as vital as ever, we have moved into a new demographic, and marketers are taking notice. For example, I was watching a golf tournament on TV a couple weeks ago, and about midway through my 500th viewing of a Cialis commercial, it became obvious to me that I was the same age as the actor in the ad. It was not the least bit comforting to realize that I am now part of that target market. Seriously, I still use Clearasil. Another area of modern life where our class is straddling two worlds is the use of technology and the amazing growth of social networking. I recently read in an article that in the 45 to 54 age group, yes, that's the demographic I was referring to earlier, 38% visit social media sites regularly, and that number is growing quickly. Further, to quote, These consumers also increase their creator activities to the point where 1 in 5 produce social content. I don't even know what that means. I'm sure there are many from the class of 86 that have Facebook accounts. I went to the website once and flirted with the idea of opening an account. It was like standing on a diving board above a dark lake that I haven't jumped into before. Not being able to see what lay beneath made me shudder. I slowly backed away from the keyboard. Maybe next year. So what were the common experiences of the class of 86 while we were here at DePauw, when there was a Bowman Pond and kiss-ins with paddles and a bowling alley in the UB that I actually used to work in as the work-study component of my financial aid package? That I actually became a good bowler suggests that in my case, work-study might not have been the most appropriate name. So this is going to sound a little silly, but I think the first ATM installed in Greencastle was while we were here. Thank goodness there was no minimum withdrawal. Several times, I was part of a carload of friends, each getting $5, just enough to cover us for a night at Topper's. To me, Royal West Library was the intersection of our academic and social lives. After dinner at the house, the goal was to be at Royo by 7 to try to get a good 4 hours of studying in before coming home. Where I would sit depended upon my objective. The large communal tables on Royo 2 were not the place to be if I had an exam the following morning or an important paper that was due. There was far too much commotion there. However, if it was nearing house dance time and I needed a date, it was a perfect place for prospecting. If I did need to focus and avoid distractions, I'd get one of those single desks back in the stacks beyond the din of the center tables. This also happened to be an excellent place to take a nap. So post-nap, in order to re-energize for the studying that still lay ahead, I would take a study break. The go-to study break for my friends and I was to walk to the hub and get a large Mountain Dew where I would write a 75-cent check to pay for it. I must have written 50 checks for under a dollar during my 4 years here. One thing I was always amazed by was the creativity of DePauw students and having fun. Needless to say, DePauw is about as far from an urban campus as you can possibly get. There is simply a limited number of conventional outlets for entertainment in Greencastle. The concept of a country run just isn't going to exist at most colleges, which reminds me of a well-known test designed to gauge an individual's capacity for creative thinking. In this test, the subject is asked how many possible uses there are for a paperclip. Obviously, the more uses you can imagine, the greater your capacity for original or creative thinking. So the real-life challenge put to all of us was how many ways are there to have fun in and around Greencastle, Indiana? There's not time to go through all of them now, but suffice it to say that railroad trestles, cemeteries, covered bridges, quarries, and jumping bridges would make any 1986 graduate's list. While you wouldn't know it from my comments so far, there was also a significant academic component of the experience here as well. The reality is that our DePauw education, even if it didn't lead us directly to our current field, did prepare us extremely well for the journey. When I graduated with a BA in physics and a minor in English literature, I knew pretty much nothing about the real world of work and career. My prospects, as well as my interest in pursuing something in my major, were minimal. But in keeping with the liberal arts tradition, I had taken a wide range of stimulating courses with great professors, including econ with Dan Wachter, macro with Bill Field, the civil rights movement with John Dittmer, the drama with Freddie Nelson, a course on Updike with Opdahl, and my favorite of all, the romantic movement with Wayne Glosser. However, someone did remind me last night that the second semester I also took intro to ballet pass fail. So should probably mention that as well. However, at the age of 22, I didn't have the maturity to appreciate the lifelong benefits that this broad foundation of learning would provide. 25 years later, I think attending DePauw is one of the best decisions I've ever made. Alongside this great education and this surprisingly vibrant and creative social life was the way we lived. And by that I mean the fact that we called these large living units, be they fraternities, sororities, or residence halls, home. When we arrived from classes or the library or the science lab or the gym or the athletic field, we walked through the door into a smaller community that was buzzing with interaction. We were required to give of ourselves, to be an active participant in what was going on around us. Learning to live with a wide range of personalities in close quarters fostered openness, sincerity, and fairness in dealing with each other. Conflicts were rarely left unresolved, as we couldn't hide from one another. If we weren't aware of our individual personality quirks, we had some 70 roommates more than happy to tell us what they were. We were forced to come out of our shells and be part of it. And what this ultimately led to was the forming of close relationships. In fact, we developed an aptitude for close relationships that carries with us to this day. It was the pursuit of education that brought us to DePauw 29 years ago. It was the attainment of that education and the countless fortifying experiences we shared here that gave us the foundation to go out into the world and become the individuals we are today. It is this, combined with the strength of the relationships formed here, that sustains our bond to DePauw University, and it is the chance to be with each other again that brings us back today. I am both proud and fortunate to be a DePauw graduate from the class of 1986. My years here I will always hold dear. I look forward to sharing laughs and memories with you, my classmates, for the rest of the day. Thank you for the privilege of speaking with you this morning.